Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Colin, we continue to see the federal government shutdown continue in Washington, which is having a massive ripple effect across the nation with a bunch of different causes. And of course, for food banks like yours at Feed More, what kind of an impact is this government shutdown having on your organization right now?
Well, Brayton, we serve around 165,000 individuals every year, and that number has been increasing. The impacts of the government shutdown presumably we'll send more people into our pantries, partner agencies, looking for nutritional assistance. And that can happen in a variety of ways. Obviously, we have federal employees who aren't being paid. When they're not being paid, they still have bills that are due. They still have to purchase food. They may be in a position where they need nutritional assistance. If the government shutdown continues into November, we've heard that SNAP recipients won't be getting their November payments. That's going to create additional need for everybody who receives SNAP. And our charitable food network, the partner agencies that Feed More works with as the food bank for Western New York, those are the places that will see that uptick in terms of number of people coming to them looking for additional nutrition. And Feed More, the food bank, is responsible for making sure that we continue to supply them. So the community donating food to neighborhood pantries, donating food or funds to Feed More, all of that is likely to be more necessary in the month of November than what it has been at any time in recent memory.
The month of November is maybe one of your most important months in terms of food donations and gathering food from the community. How much of this do you believe is set to have an impact as the month approaches near and potentially, of course, Thanksgiving's coming? How much might that factor in?
It'll factor in a lot. I've referred to it a couple of times already as the perfect storm of events, if you will. Like we said, you've got SNAP recipients possibly not getting any payment for the month of November. You've got additional need in the community with federal employees who aren't getting paid. You've got the holidays that you've already mentioned, which is always an increased time of need, or we see more people coming to our partner organizations in the month of November. And you've got already steady increase in the number of people who are looking for nutritional assistance this year. Those things all combined could mean that in the month of November, our network, our partner agencies are seeing the numbers of people increase a lot, beyond what they're used to helping.
What are you doing in terms of preparations for the continued shutdown? Is there any additional measures that Feed More Western New York is taking in order to better accommodate the community and ensure that people that are dealing with food insecurities or that need nutritious meals and everything like that are being taken care of?
Yeah, right now it's a lot of getting the information out. We want to make sure that the public knows what's happening. That way, if there's somebody or if they're, a family individual who is impacted in some way by the shutdown and need nutritional assistance, that they know where to turn, that they can go to feedmorewny.org, use the Find Food link on our website to find a pantry or a partner organization that's in their neighborhood. Those partner agencies are able to help them navigate the system of what's going to happen. When you go to a pantry, if this is your first time, you know, receiving nutritional assistance, I can understand why that's scary, that's nerve-wracking, it doesn't feel comfortable, but the pantries make it real easy for you with a lot of dignity, help you walk through the process, and it's more than just receiving nutritional assistance because you're also going to become aware of other benefits, other things and services that are going to help you during this temporary need that you're in. So that's thing one. Thing two is we're raising awareness around the broader community that this need is going to exist in November and that we will need additional assistance. So if other members of the community are in a position to help provide nutrition and food to the community who's impacted locally, there are a lot of ways to donate. You can donate directly to a pantry in your neighborhood. You can donate to Feed More Western New York because in our role as the food bank for 400 partner agencies around our service area, we'll make sure that donations that come to our food bank get distributed to any of those pantries that is in need of assistance, you know, during that month. So that's a centralized way that you can donate. You can also donate funds, and we use our purchasing power to buy large quantities of healthy product. And again, that's something that those partner agencies can order from us. And if you can't donate in some way, there's volunteer opportunities as well, where maybe you can give of your time to help make sure that the people in our community who are impacted are receiving the nutritional assistance that they need. Beyond that initial planning and getting the word out, we're also starting to prepare partner agencies, telling them, you know, during the month of November, be in touch as soon as you get a sense of, you know, what the impact is on each of those local organizations, they can report back to us. We can increase their ability to order. They can, you know, receive more deliveries from us. You know, that way we can continue to find where the need is greatest and react to it in that way. And it's certainly possible that at some point in the month of November, should the need arise, that there may be additional distributions or something beyond the normal pantry hours that Feed More helps set up for additional distributions or make food available to large numbers of people if the need should arise.
I don't know how many conversations you have with other local organizations that do the work similar that you do, but when it does come to this shutdown, I mean, is there any sort of like critical date or anything that you're thinking of ahead of time where it's like if the shutdown still happens at like this time, whether it be Thanksgiving or even into like December, I mean, that it could get drastic or anything like that? Is there concerns of that?
I haven't had any conversation myself about a specific date like that, but you are correct that we, you know, other partners, other food banks around the state are talking every week about what we're seeing and what each of us are doing in our communities, learning from each other, collaborating, working with New York State government to let them know what the need is. They're doing the best that they can to help support us. You know, there are some dollars that New York State has allocated to our work, you know, previously during the last budget year. We're working with them to try and make sure that they get out the door as effectively and efficiently as possible so that we have more purchasing power today as we need it versus somewhere down the road. So there's a lot of things that, you know, statewide food banks are doing because we're well aware of what the problem could be in November. And so we're working together in that way, but it's not as much a specific date in November that we've crossed some kind of threshold.
And if there's anybody that wants to help donate food or anything that kind of help ensure that there are people that are getting the food and the nutrition that they need, what resources can they utilize through Feed More Western New York to help and contribute?
Yeah, so feedmorewny.org, we talked about a Find Food link. If anybody is interested in finding a pantry nearby, that's the best way to do it. You just put in an address and it'll show you what's nearby you. So that can be a way to find the resources, or if you're interested in donating to a pantry, find a pantry that's nearby you. If you want to donate directly to Feed More, There's also a link on our website to donate, and it'll tell you different ways that are that's possible through an online donation form to donate funds. There's also a link to donate goods where you can basically order online food, non-perishable food, and have it delivered directly to our warehouse. There's also information there where if you're a business or a group that wants to set up a barrel drive, you can request a barrel and do a food collection at your place of employment or school or whatever it might be, collect food and we'll pick it up. So there's a variety of different ways on the donate tab of our website as well to explore all those opportunities.
Very good, Colin. Anything else that you can think of that you would like to add that we haven't discussed?
I just want to make sure the public knows that, you know, whatever happens in November, you know, at any time in the future, you know, Feed More is here as the food safety network to make sure that, you know, we're helping as many people in our community who are struggling to get food on the table. And, you know, we'll do whatever we need to help make that happen. And we appreciate all the support we get. You know, the work we are able to do is because of the generous community that we're a part of. And we know that making sure everybody eats is a big part of this community. And we know that the community is going to step up and help us in November as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.